Welcome to the Planet Business Podcast and video show.
Yeah, welcome.
Welcome to Molly. We have roped a guest into our podcast today. If you don't know Molly Mahoney yet, you should.
Yeah, you've been living under a rock, clearly. If you don't know Molly Mahoney yet, what's wrong with you?
Watch out, planet.
All right. Well, we asked Molly to come on today and chat with us for a few minutes here about all things virtual video, Facebook, all that fun stuff that we are now pretty much living in 24/7, the virtual world.
We're living in Molly's world 24/7 right now. That just dawned on me.
Yes.
I for a while there, I was a digital Mother Teresa trying to help everyone move into my world is what I felt like. But now people are starting to realize this planet is okay.
Yes, we are going to be okay. Yeah, you know, and that's true. Like I saw you doing more live video than I think I've ever seen, which is saying a lot.
It was crazy. It was awesome though.
Well, I guess that would be a great place to start, actually, is what do you see right now as the biggest opportunity for people when this new abnormal?
Yeah, so two things. One is obviously everyone is online, right? So there are places where there are more people there who are consuming more content than ever before. That also presents a brand new problem, which is there's more people creating content. Mm. Good news for you is that most people are creating content that is not strategic. It's not actually leading toward anything that's going to move their business forward. And for the most part, it's actually not really grabbing attention. So it's adding to this like white noise. So if you develop a strategy, you actually figure out how to show up in a way that's unique and grabs attention, right, that's really true to who you are. And you have a plan for where it's going to lead, right? Yeah. That is going to make you... It's a huge opportunity for you.
I just want to say something. Molly, you're the only person that we've talked to. And we've talked to quite a few people lately. We've only done a couple of official interviews so far, but like we've been talking to people because we know people. But like the thing that I don't hear people saying enough is actually what you just, so I'm going to give you some, the audience wants to give you some applause, first of all. but on a serious level, I people are like, why are you so, because I'm not normally like, when things are going well, I'm not necessarily the most positive person in the world. I'm not a bubbly personality. It just isn't me, right? But like when things go, one of the reasons why I'm good at big campaigns is because when there's not much you can do about anything, I look for the opportunities, right? Like when things aren't normal, when they're normal, I'm kind of like, yeah, crotchety, you know. But like right now, I'm like, man, there's so many opportunities. If people actually, you're right. It really comes down to, it isn't just about producing content. It isn't just about putting videos out there. It's about being strategic about it. So let's shift into the next question, because like you had we went over the questions before, and then the next one was related to the specifics. So let's actually ask her, what is strategic?
I guess my next question would be, and you kind of touched on this already, what are the biggest mistakes that you see people making when it comes to putting video content out there?
Oh yeah, that's like perfect. We're like psychic on the same page. I love you guys. So that's it, is they're not thinking, well, okay, the biggest mistake is something that I've really been talking so much about lately, which is they are skipping the foundational elements that every business should actually be focused on first, which real quickly is just, and people skip this one, which is knowing who you are as a human being.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, right? Like figuring out who you actually are, how you want the world to see you, and showing up as that person. Then knowing who your ideal client is, like actually knowing who that human being is, right? And then knowing what problems they have and knowing the solutions that you can provide. And some of those solutions are going to lead to a product, and some are just going to lead to goodwill and trust, right? Yeah. And I think it's important to have a balance between those. So skipping that is a huge mistake. And then also, like not actually telling people that their videos are happening or giving them a place to go to see them. They just like think that Mark Zuckerberg is going to send a private invitation to every human saying this video is important and you should stop everything you're doing to watch it.
Right. Well, Molly, if it's a video of yours, I think that is the way that it should work. So
Zuckerberg needs to get off for 3 years to make it happen.
I must not be on Zuckerberg's mailing list. I'm not getting those messages about everybody's
videos. Me and Zuck, we talk all the time. Since I don't have a Facebook account anymore, we don't really.
They kicked you off Facebook.
Yeah, boot. They gave me the boot.
Well, that is actually a great point. It's one of those things that sometimes we have that field of dreams mentality of if we create it, they will come, and that does not work. So, what do you advise people to do? Like, other than of course, create videos that are entertaining and valuable and have a call to action. What should we be doing either before we go live or after we go live that actually gets people to see that video?
Yeah. So it's actually a three-pronged approach. It's before, during, and after. And so this is really the foundation for this system that we have called the Map to Millions, which allowed us to hit a reach of 1 million organically with one video, which was so
cool. Crazy.
And then now we've used that system over and over again. So it's the APR method.
Okay.
The A stands for announce. So you're actually going to tell people the video is happening ahead of time.
Oh, so there's a million ways people you can do know that. That we're going live.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yes,
we're going to have to add
them.
That.
It'll be an email. Imagine that. Yeah. The second one is that you're actually, even if nobody shows up, because that happens sometimes, people have lives, there's a lot of things they can choose to do with their time, you're going to pretend that they're there. And this is what I call a Mr. Rogers style conversation. So Mr. Rogers didn't say, hey, everybody in the neighborhood, I'm going to wait for you to come on before I start talking to you, right? Mm. He said, hey, neighbor, are you experiencing this problem?
Because
that's what we're going to talk about today. Mm. And so even if people watch in the replay, they feel that connection and they're inspired to make comments and to actually be a part of the conversation. So you're pretending that they're there.
Right.
And then the final piece is to repurpose it. And so with our video system, every video can turn into 15 types of content. You don't have to start doing that repurposing right away. You can do it way down the road. We're going back to videos from years ago and starting to repurpose them now. And then those 15 types of content can technically turn into like 10 pieces of content. So you could make 150 pieces of content out of every single video, which we don't actually do, but it's possible.
Wow.
That's a lot of content.
What do you like that? I don't want to dive all the way into that because we're going to direct people to how to connect with you and follow you and that kind of stuff. But like, give me like, what are outside of Facebook, what are two or three of the other like forms? Media or forms of material that you could that they would convert them to?
Yeah, so I'll share my top three favorites. So at the end of every video, we do what we call a speedy recap. At the end, I clap so that our video editor knows exactly where to find it. Yay to Vaughn, that's our video editor. And then I literally record, because I don't like doing pre-recorded videos, so I record it live with everybody there to keep my energy going.
Yeah.
And it also serves as a good reminder for everybody who's on the video. So I do an intro and I deliver really quick bullet points from the video, like the highlights of the video. We then take that, we put it on YouTube. We also then take that and take that speedy recap. It's transcribed into a blog post. We use a tool that automatically publishes the live video as a blog post.
Mm-hmm.
And all the comments from your live videos are comments on the blog post.
Hmm. Oh, cool.
Crazy awesome. That same snip, we call it a snippet, right? That speedy recap can go on LinkedIn, YouTube, IGTV, all these other places. It becomes a blog post. And my third favorite way is to create GIFs of our videos. They're super easy to do. And when you upload those GIFs into Tenor, they become searchable on Facebook. So
that's
if you're
how
leaving,
you got that GIF of me laughing.
I wonder. I have
how
one
I
of Michelle that's
GIF
in all of my slides. And it's inside of Facebook as well. But really, I mean, more than anything, your face is your logo.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
So your face, like when you search face, this one was on an accident. It's so cool. When you search on Facebook in that gift section, if you search Facebook business, my face comes up in one of the top three results.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's crazy
great.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And fun.
So how do you pick where you're going to get the gifts from? Just out of curiosity.
We actually, we have, and there's now, I did it at first, but now we have a team member who does it every time I do a video, she goes in and does it. And she just scrolls on the bottom. And what's cool is if you scroll really quick on the bottom, you see the fast motion of it.
Right.
So for me, we wait for me to do something weird.
Yeah. Which is probably every 13 seconds, basically.
Yeah, so she's
if you know Molly.
Time just making gifts.
That's awesome. Well, that goes back to what you said at the beginning. And this is something I hear from him all the time, that you've got to be entertaining on video. You've got to like have personality that comes through. Some people that comes more naturally than others of us. So for people who are maybe a little more timid, what advice would you give them on how to be entertaining on video?
I mean, the biggest piece is really going back to knowing who you are. So that's, you know, we have this exercise, the quesadilla of awesome, where you make a list of 20 things that make you an awesome human being. Mm. And if you really know, like what, it's funny for you, it's not about trying to be like, don't watch my videos and then try and do what I do. I really like firmly believe that the thing that is the funniest is when I do something accidentally that's just like, you know, silly and I react to it in real life, right?
Yep.
I don't try and hide it.
Right.
And if you know what humor is for you, maybe it's that you pull it, if you're really like nervous about it or that's not something that you're comfortable with, pull up a meme that you saw, pull up something, reference something else that you saw, tell a funny story, and maybe enroll in like an improv class or something, right. You know, go outside the box to kind of explore.
Can I throw in something here? Because I think people sometimes look at a person like Molly, who's really is a larger than life personality, and they go, well, gosh, that's not me. Probably like you, I would imagine you probably might even think this. I tend
to
be somewhere in the middle
to where
I'm like introverted, but I'm also like, I don't give a crap what people think about, like, if I make a mistake, I just go, well, everything's fine over here or whatever I say. I just roll with it. But here's the thing. I've noticed that in the last probably 10 years, pretty much since YouTube, people's sensitivity and sense of honesty and transparency, like especially in video, because we can just go to another video. It used to be there was only like, you know, 3 channels or 5 channels, and then they went up to 50 or 100 channels, and now it's endless millions of videos on YouTube. And so our sort of acumen to transparency, which I think is the big currency now, I think genuineness and transparency. And so Molly, you're an interesting mix. This is a little sidebar. You're an interesting mix because to me, you're a performer and you do over the top. That's kind of, that is part of who you are, but you're also putting it on because you know that that's kind of what it makes you happy. It makes other people happy. But at the same time, you are a very genuine person. And like, if you make a screw up or something, you don't try and hide it or act perfect or that kind of thing. So I think you can be whoever you are. Like, this is what I think, that the people, like a lot of people I follow on YouTube, they're not like super entertaining. They're just, if they make a mistake, they kind of say it. They don't like cut it out. They go,
yep,
I screwed that up. Or they'll come back after, like, it just took me 14 takes to get this take right here. They'll say that in the video and stuff like that. And I think people are craving and hungry for, because back when I was in my ad agency days, like if I was capturing testimonials of people, we would bring them into the studio. We would light them perfectly. We would ask them a baseline set of questions and get them to try and talk in a certain tone. Those ones, about 7 or 8 years ago, at least, probably more like 10 or 11 years ago, people started going, oh, those are actors. They're fake. It's fake. Mm. Right now, if I get somebody onto a webcam and I ask them a series of questions, and you've kind of seen us do this, like with one of the projects we worked on, like, or a couple of them, it converts better. It actually converts better. People buy it better. They watch longer if the person isn't perfect and if the video's skipping and if it looks like they're not perfectly lit. So that's but I bring this up for a reason. This is really one of the things that makes you such a perfect like person to learn this kind of stuff from, because you kind of have both of those bases covered. And I see most of the time somebody's either they're very genuine and transparent, which is enough to sort of make them likable and get them a following, or they're very over the top and like, you know, hi guys and gals, welcome to the show kind of a thing, right? And you're somewhere in the middle where it's like, where it's a good balance, because like you do kind of have to have both of those things. It's like logic versus emotion. You can't go, I'm going to be totally logical, I'm going to be totally emotional. You kind of have to balance it out. And I think like, I want to call it like, transparency and genuineness mixed with like over the top character personification, which you do, in the right blend where the character isn't coming off as fake, it's just coming off as part of the transparency. I actually think that's one of the reasons why you're so effective. Like if I want, because I analyze everybody, right?
And I will say both of those things actually have worked against me in the past. And it's taken me developing my skill set to be able to blend those together, because I had someone who books speakers for one of the biggest conferences in our space. And he shared with me that the first year that I applied, that they didn't have me come because there were people who were concerned that I was too much of a show and that I wasn't going to be a real person who was actually communicating.
Right.
Right. Then he's like, then I met you and I've actually spent time with you in real life. And I realized that is who you are in real right. life, which is like, the balance. But if you go back and look at like my really early videos, they are way more like, hey, you know, crazy right. town where
a little
I'm
more
like,
animated.
Who watch that?
Right. But at the same time, now here's the thing. And this is an important thing for us to always remind people, because, you know, the people that are watching are largely, you know, they're kind of all over the map, meaning they're we Michelle and I have broken them up into freshmen, sophomores, juniors and seniors in terms of where they're at with their
where
marketing
they are in business,
in business, right? Because it's the easiest thing to remember to, you know, this is not for sophomores, this is for seniors, right? Because sometimes people get over people's heads. My point though is you're still the act of the pendulum swinging from like maybe not animated to too animated, and then finding the sweet spot in the middle, that's the art, right? And that and you need to realize that you have your own sweet spot, but the only way you're going to find it is if you have fun in the process of finding it. One thing about you, Molly, is you always have fun in everything that you do, and it's one of the things Michelle and I think everybody loves about you, because you'll make the simple, like doing laundry, I bet for you is probably sometimes fun, right? Or washing the dishes or something very benign and sort of, you know, just innocuous.
Because why would you want to live life any right. other way is like the way that I believe. And I know yeah. not everyone, but even the point is though that you're finding what's fun for you.
Right, exactly.
Right? Like if we can make everything that we're doing, even if it's a horrible task that we don't actually want to do, if, thank you for pointing that out, Mars.
Yeah.
Because if we can make anything like actually enjoyable for us, we're going to live a much better life,
yeah.
right? And we're no going to inspire others to live a much better life as well.
Yep, totally exactly
and
what
I think. That's one of the things that's cool about the way that you approach Facebook Live specifically. When I see you go live, I never know if it's going to be video tips or training or the turtle that lives in your backyard, you know, or something crazy your kids did. Right. And I think there is an element to being willing to share a little bit more of your personal life that helps everything else you do be more effective.
Yeah.
Okay. And that is actually a full strategy also in the fact yeah, that sometimes that. I get too focused on, like, we can get too focused on business stuff. Mm-hmm. And not only does that affect us in our lives, but it also affects us in our lives, like our live videos. I didn't even mean that just came out.
Oh, you got to use that. Some, wait, let me.
Oh, no.
Okay, so now that would be a GIF moment also, because like you're, I know it wouldn't have audio in it, but you could write wah, 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 and then I like go out of the camera and then I come back up. Really good GIF. Okay. So, so we have this, our three-part video system as a part of the whole Map to Millions is that you do a teaser video on your personal page. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That is like you having a conversation. It's kind of the 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon idea where you ask a question. You're doing something else like putting dishes away mm-hmm. or you're cooking or you're putting your makeup on or you're braiding your beard or whatever it is, right?
That was very specific.
I can't do that one.
You're leading people from that video to your business page, where we say that you do a value-based video. So this could be a value-based video, a kind of a listicle type of content is usually what we do, or interviews. Mm-hmm. Then there's a third type of video that we suggest you do every week, which is an adventure video. Mm. And an adventure video is just you living life. You don't even have to be on camera. You can do an adventure video of the sunset.
Right.
And it's just, you know, audio. Or like if you saw the video that we did with the Venus flytrap the other day.
Yes, that was awesome.
I didn't see it.
She was feeding a Venus flytrap. Mm. I didn't even know you could feed them.
My husband started feeding it chicken breast.
Like, wow.
But the reason I went live then is because and this is like the barometer for you to think of, is that when you feel something that makes you go or some sort of emotion, capture that, because we can't create that.
Yep.
And so if you feel something in the moment, like you want to be in the moment, right? But like if you can feel that moment and know that it's either great to go live right then, or Danny Eney was like, what if I actually want to live my life and not be worried about going live all the time? So I shared, like, when you get home from living your life, when you get back from your adventure of feeding the Venus flytrap, then do a story, a video telling about it, but when that emotion is real.
Yeah. So interesting thing you just said, and this is a way to kind of have a barometer for when something is going to play. Because as a creative director, you have your own, like, sensibility of stuff. Like, for years, I was creative director, so I had to know mm-hmm. how something was going to play in Peoria, so to speak. And my mentor, and I've turned this into marketing since then, but he said a thing to me. He actually said it different than the way that I say it. I'll let you imagine what he said, but he said they have to feel it in their throat, their gut, or their junk. If you don't feel a response yourself, okay, in one of those three spots, and he drew a stick figure in circles in each of those three spots, but that's how you can tell, that's how you can tell if something actually has mustard or not. If you ain't feeling it in those places, that you're intellectualizing it, it might not. And that, to me, I always ask myself when I'm gauging something. I know this is a little bit. Michelle's very upset.
Off
with me
color.
Right now. But I'll just be quiet. But you get the point. The point is that's kind of how you have to ask yourself: do you actually feel it in your body, basically?
Somewhere. Yeah. Do you feel it somewhere?
Yeah.
Totally true.
Right.
And it's important to recognize that we all feel things, right? And so, like, different types of things are going to make different people feel different right. ways. Yeah. And so, it's not about, you know, like Michelle, the way you show up and deliver content is going to be equally as effective, but different because it's coming through as you.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, you're very authentic too, babe. That's one of the reasons why I think, you know, people gravitate mm-hmm. towards you.
Well, it's I think a challenge for a lot of people who don't have maybe a theater or a creative director or type background like that to figure out. And I love that you started with, you know, who are you and how do you want to show up, like identifying that,
right.
because otherwise it's really confusing to figure out, like, okay, I see all these people that are awesome on video. I don't feel like I'm any of those people. How do I show up?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Cause you aren't. any of those people.
That's true, yes. But that is something that I think other people struggle with. Like, I know I do, like, watching people on video and going, well, that's just not who I am. If I try to show up like that, it's going to go over, like, you know, the cricket sound effect. I can't push the buttons.
There you go. You happy?
Not really. Crickets are bad. Well, like, to go back to one thing you said, though, you mentioned the, like, pretending people are there live. And I think a lot of us have had that experience where, you know, you get your phone or you're on your computer and you go live and you're watching and, like, there's nobody there.
Oh, it's torture.
Yeah.
And half the time, it's really because the technology hasn't actually caught up to their devices yet. And so they aren't even, like, you know, you see that zero and you're like, is this broken? And, like, the heart flash, the heat, the hot flashes, I can't
Did
even
I
say
it,
it start
right?
coming up. It still happens for me, too. So either you cover that number up so you don't even recognize that it's there, right? Or you just... I mean, I really, every time I go live, I aim to use this idea that is I take from my BFA in theater, which is a moment before. And the moment before is right before you go live. You imagine that person, the one singular person you want to talk to, is literally right on the other side of the camera, and they're asking you a question, and you're just starting your video by repeating their question and answering it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an LRS system that we have, which is listen, repeat, and then solve. And so
like
if
that.
You can connect and meet them energetically, mm-hmm. based on what type of a problem they have, you're going to meet them in that place energetically and really imagine that that person, that human being, is there and that you're talking to them. So that when you start, like from the world of theater, when you start a scene, if you don't connect to the moment before, you're going to, it's going to take a while to work up to it.
Yeah.
Gotcha. That makes sense.
I like the way you acronym everything.
It makes it really easy for me to remember things. It makes it really easy for me to be like, this is my nugget that I'm giving you.
I metaphor everything, you know, like I call it the tiger and or the, you know, it's like a tiger. It's like a car factory. It's like whatever Michelle, and she has to deal with it all the time.
No, things like that are helpful because they help, you know, as a listener or as the audience, you can remember it when somebody's got a story that goes with it or an acronym or something like that.
Yeah.
And I think certain things like that are strategies that can be learned. Like you can learn how to do that so that your videos are better, or so that you're communicating well. But okay. All right. So here's one that I actually asked people, what should I ask you before we got on here to do this interview? And I got this question from like a whole bunch of people. How do you deal with, or what advice would you give people about the fact that Facebook specifically is constantly changing? Like it feels like as soon as you learn something, Facebook changes it again. So how do you deal with that?
Okay. So I have a really clear answer to this, actually, and it might not be what you expect, but I had a client say to me recently that she is a top level in a direct sales company, mm-hmm. and just one little group that she has as part of her downline has 11,000 people in it.
That's awesome.
And she came to me with this problem because she was like, I have things that I need to be doing, and I'm spending so much time trying to figure out how to keep up with all of these changes. Mm-hmm. So I gave her two pieces of advice, which I will give you right. I gave her one major piece of advice, and then she said something to me that was like, phew. So the first thing is, rather than getting frustrated by the changes, which we often do, mm-hmm. is like we said in the very beginning, recognize that that change is an opportunity for you to stand out because everybody else is going to be frustrated about it trying to figure it out, right? Mm-hmm. So when the changes happen, as opposed to being like, oh, Facebook, I go like, yes, I can be the first person to figure this out again.
Right.
The second thing is, she said to me, this was like when we decided to work together, and she said to me, she's like, and I realized it is not my job to stay on top of these changes. Molly, that is your job. So she was like, will you come speak to my group and do this training for us once a month so that I don't have to keep worrying about it? So
Molly, like,
that's great.
On like a higher level note, the thing you just said is a repeat of the same vibe. That's what we let off with, which is you can look at things as if they're problems, or you can look at them for opportunities. Meaning she just, the same principle that she is applying to, you know, running her business right now when everyone else is kind of freaking out and everything, is the same principle she's using to think about dealing with Facebook, which is essentially, you know, hey, this is a problem. This just changed, but I want to be the first one to actually figure out how to make it turn in my advantage and for the people in my world. I think that's core to why you're successful. And so, like, we focus on tactics. I always like to zoom out and go, what's really making this work? Because, like, mm-hmm. it's not the smoke and the mirrors and the wires and the strings and all that stuff. that make a magic or any performance work. Those are just the mechanics of it. The thing that really makes it work is the magician's understanding. It could be any profession, by the way, but like the magician's understanding of how to connect with the audience, his understanding of how to stay in a certain headspace and control the psychology of the people in the room. And that's the stuff that I actually like, I'm constantly looking at because I used to look at tactics, but you nailed it. I mean, like, that's exactly what you need to be thinking like.
And I'm so glad that you brought up a magician because I was actually going to give an little magician nugget earlier when what we were talking about. And so this is the perfect transition, which is, and I don't know if you know this, but magicians, I think I actually heard this the first time on a podcast of Pat Flynn's forever ago. He had a magician on and he said that one of the techniques that magicians learn early on is to purposefully make a mistake.
Yeah.
Because it increases the ability for people to be able to believe you. So when we were talking about the mistakes earlier and like feeling embarrassed about the mistakes, I was recording a pre-recorded video today that I've had all sorts of tech issues and I had to record it 4 times before it actually worked. And pre-recorded videos actually kind of stress me out if I'm not here with other people, because when I make a mistake, I have that feeling like, oh, I should cut it here and fix that mistake.
Yep.
Especially when I'm speaking about how to speak effectively on camera and then I trip on my words, I'm like, now I am proving that I am horrible at this, is what goes through my own head, even at this point. Right?
Pre-recorded video is evil for that very reason, because you can stop it and start it, you know?
Right. So what I did is I made a mistake, and as I was explaining that you need to have fine-tuned communication skills, I tripped up on my words.
Oh my.
And I just stayed there and I said, fine-tuned. I did something weird and I said, and I'm leaving that in to prove to you that as a human being, you can keep going even if you make a mistake.
So Joel, somebody that we all know, a magician, a friend of ours, he's an expert at like taking any gaffe that he makes and turning it into, and the reason why I just said what I said in a completely wrong way is for this reason right here. And he was a trained magician. And so he, in order to make it work,
it isn't,
but that's actually really good advice for like video on the internet or podcasting or whatever. It's like, it's so true. And then on top of that, it adds to the sort of transparency effect, which again, I am convinced is the number, the genuineness and the transparency, the realness of a thing is what is the only currency left, because everybody can produce videos in 13 seconds and, you know, and that doesn't make them all good. Now people have to sort just because there's only so much time. And Molly's talking about, again, taking a problem and turning it into an opportunity, which is, whether you realize it or not, it's probably your actual talent. All the rest of it's coming from there. Yeah.
Yeah. 100%.
Well, and I think one thing that for a lot of us, when we see somebody like Molly make a mistake like that on video, it makes me feel like, oh, I can actually do this. It's okay that I'm a regular human being.
Yeah. Right. Point of objection, though, there is nobody else like Molly. I've scoured the earth.
Yes,
but someone, you know, a similar vein, similar profession or something like that.
Yeah.
There's one Molly.
People can't handle me. So, I mean, I tell the story that I had somebody who joined Camera Confidence in the very beginning who told me that she almost didn't join because of the grimaces that I make. And I explained to her that that's just my face. And then, but I said it in a very kind way that empowered her, obviously, because then she wrote back and said, thank you so much for this message. And I'll just put a book over your face while I watch the videos because the content is so good.
That's one way to solve a problem.
Wow.
I almost didn't join because of your face. Ouch, man.
So just know that, like, if you really know who you are and you can be confident in that, that's the thing. For real.
That is a huge piece of it, is learning to accept that it's okay if we're not everybody's cup of tea.
It's good if you're not everybody's cup of tea, right?
No, especially now, because the world is very, that's another thing that's because of the internet and because of technology. It's like you used to have to be more of a generalist. Now being a specialist is actually a huge advantage because like there's so many people who will find just that little niche of something. Like if you're just specifically a political person who talks about, you know, maybe Congress or whatever the thing is that you talk about. You just talk about that one thing, and it's like, oh, I need to follow this person. Congress would be a horrible thing, but you know what I mean.
That would be a really boring.
horrible example.
Actually, that could be fascinating, but that is definitely a different discussion.
Yeah.
We don't want to go into politics here.
No, we don't.
That's a hot topic. All right. Well, I do want to let people know where they can go to get more of Molly, find out more about Camera Confidence, the Map to Millions that you mentioned, all of that. So tell us a little bit about the Map to Millions toolkit.
Boop, boop.
Yeah, so we have this amazing resource that we put together called the Map to Millions Toolkit, where you can get access to a video content planner that has a checklist in it that will allow you to figure out exactly what to talk about and get you set up with your live videos. We also have an extra video about the Map to Millions. So that's exactly how we're announcing, how we're showing up and pretending, and then how we're repurposing our content after the fact. That's super awesome in there. We have a live video masterclass that we do once a month. You can get access to that in there. And I like to say that if you're worried about the gear, that is the fear. However, I know you probably want to know what gear to use. So I have a gear list also, even though I think that's lowest on the totem pole of things you need to work on. But I know you want it, so I have it in there too. And B.live is my favorite tool to use to go live. So I've got that in there with a cool coupon code. I love being on their team and all sorts of cool stuff. So I want to
say something. Let me actually make sure we're on the right camera. So actually, I'm going to go to my camera because, okay.
He's in control of the sound effects and the cameras.
Yeah, but I'm going to say something. Whatever happens, if you are not yet familiar with Molly Mahoney prior to this interview, here's what I will tell you. Obviously, you probably like her, unless you're that weirdo who doesn't like her because of her facial grimaces, which I think they're adorable.
Well, but we have the solution for that. You put a book over it.
Yeah, book not included. Face covering, book not included. However, the point that I want to make is this, okay? Molly is the most competent and knowledgeable person I have known in all my years when it comes to, especially for like sort of like regular people who don't really necessarily have a theater background or something like that, when it comes to handling yourself in internet video scenarios. I mean, meaning not just, not just Facebook Lives, but in general, we have this thing where we have to communicate on Zoom, the way we're doing with Molly right now, on BlueJeans, on YouTube.
On sales on conversations.
Yes. It all applies. And so I'll say it just like this, okay? Whatever happens, listen to what this lady says, okay? Follow her and listen to what she says, because like there's a million people you could listen to, and the only thing that Michelle and I do is we have great sniffers, meaning we know pretty much, not everyone, but we know a lot of people, and I sort, sift, and separate, and Michelle sorts, sifts, and separates as well, so that we bring you just the best people, and Molly literally is the best, so if you're meeting her for the first time, follow her and do what she tells you to do.
Which right
Thank
now,
you.
Oh, now see, she
and
has
I never said
cool
where to go to get it, but
like
you can.
Yeah,
go
we're gonna
to.
Say that now. Let's go. Yeah. Let's tell
Go ahead, Molly.
You can go to molly.live/planet to get your hands on that and do what Mar says.
Yes, yes. No, seriously, make sure you go. That was molly.live/planet. That link will be somewhere near where you are listening or watching this today, so that you can go grab those resources, because now really is the time, not just the perfect time to learn what to do with video, but it's the necessary time to learn.
It's not optional now.
Video. Yeah, it's no longer a this is a good idea. It's a this is what you have to do next in your business.
We've been doing it for years because it just is what we ended up all doing, because it's natural to us and making really good money doing it, I think, and a good living. And right now, my business isn't really affected at all. And now, like Michelle said, it is literally not optional. you better get going on learning how to do video and learn how to have fun with it, I think, is the most important part, though. And then while making money is a sort of side effect of doing that.
Absolutely. Yeah. All right. Well, Molly, is there anything you would like to share in closing that people should know?
Just remember that the key to all of this is you being you. So as scary as that is, know that it's not only going to make you more you for your videos, but it's going to make you more you in your life.
Yeah,
so it will have that side effect as well. So push through that fear, and there's goodness on the other side.
That's great.
Awesome.
Well, I don't have anything else. I just wanted to say to Molly, thank you for being here. I froze it on Molly's screen right now. She's the one. She's looking. Molly, you are awesome. I want to slightly embarrass you by saying, like, Michelle and I do, between us, know probably a quarter of the industry that we're in, like the influencers. But you are definitely, if not our favorite person, one of our very, very, very favorite people in terms of, because of your genuine and how good you are at what you do. And we both model you all the time. Like, Michelle and I have a question about how to do video or like certain things in video. I'm like, what's Molly doing? That happens all of the time. So we want to thank you for being here. And Michelle, if you want any parting words, I'm going to put my hand on the end recording button as soon as you're ready to say bye-bye.
I want to say too, before Michelle, you say anything, is that I am so grateful for both of you. I haven't had a chance to say that as much here as I would like to, but you know, my family, all of like, I truly love both of you, and I am so, so, so grateful for this magic that's happening here with like the Planet Business, all of that. And I just think the people in your community are so lucky to be able to pick up on the goodness for you. And there have been so many amazing opportunities and, you know, moments in my life that I can directly correlate back to both of you. So
you're awesome. Just
awesome. Super grateful for you.
I appreciate that. And we feel the same way. We like Marsh said, we know a lot of people. We've got a long list of people to interview for the show, but you were at the top of our list because we know you will show up and share something valuable with people that'll help them feel a little bit better about what's possible for them. So thank you so much for joining us, and I can't wait to get this episode out there and point people back to molly.live/planet.
Thank you for tuning in to Planet.